This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03, Monday, June 24th, 2024. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for being with us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane, in for Rob Hart. More U.S. auto dealers have flagged a hit from an outage of a software system that they use. That's all due to a cyber attack. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, new research showing that during financial stress, open communication is crucial for couples. Joining us now with tips on initiating those conversations effectively is Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rappaport Rikus Capital Management in Chicago and author of the book Maximize Your Return on Life. Sherry, thanks for being with us today on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so times of financial stress with your partner can be extra stressful. I assume open communication is incredibly helpful. Tell us kind of why that is.
Yeah, I mean, the first step is to communicate with your significant other and don't always make it negative. I always talk with my clients to really start the conversation on what's your values, what's important to both of you. And sometimes, you know, I laugh. One of my clients said they spent more time picking out the color of their car than talking about their values. And that may open a big part of the communication. You may find that one spouse really values travel and the other spouse, you know, just wants a bigger home or whatever it is. And so by being on the same page, I think that's the initial way to start the discussion and try to take the stress out of it, because knowledge is power. Knowing more about what's important to each other is really important knowledge.
Well, Sherry, it kind of seems like common sense to some extent. However, you know, it seems like a lot of couples maybe avoid discussing some of the financial issues in their relationships. You know, is that the case? And if so, why do couples maybe kind of try to steer clear of that?
Yeah, I definitely think that's the case. And one exercise I work with my clients on is to look at your early memories of money. How did your parents handle money? Sometimes these, they're so ingrained in your mind that you never even took the time to realize it. So sometimes just having a discussion with each other, which how you feel about money, how were you raised, what are your early memories of money? And sometimes an epiphany can open up and one spouse can be, wow, that's why you think of it that way. So I think that's a really good exercise, going back deep into your early memories of money.
Sherry, you mentioned some earlier, but for couples who need to sit down and really ensure that they are on the same financial page, what is maybe one of your biggest pieces of advice?
Yeah, I mean, I like couples if they set kind of a budget, and not a budget of no, you can't do it. It's a budget of yes, we can do it. Let's see what we can do. And what is our savings budget? If we have debt, how much do we want to pay that down? And what are the fun things we want to do this year? You know, is it maybe you want artwork? Maybe you want a vacation. And in the words of my dad, you can have anything you want, not everything. So So pick what's most important. And if I can leave you with one thing, it's communication, because silence is actually making a statement itself. Nothing will get done. You want to communicate with your spouse or significant other and really look at it as a positive thing. What can we do together to achieve those goals and try to take the stress out of it?
Incredibly helpful stuff for many of us. Thanks so much. Sherry Greco-Rikus, co-founder of Rapoport-Rikus Capital Management in Chicago and author of the book Maximize Your Return on Life. Coming up, the U.S. auto dealers dealing with the effects from the hack of a computer software company they use.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
We originally discussed this last week, but the ripple effect from the hack of a local software company servicing auto dealers across the U.S. persists. Joining us once again with the latest is Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force. Jerry, thanks for being with us yet again here on the Noon Business Hour. So we talked about it last week, and unfortunately, the problem is has not gone away. What is behind the disruption that these auto dealers and people are kind of catching up here?
So as we discussed, and I estimated last week that it was most likely a ransomware attack of some sort, and they have, in fact, confirmed that their systems were infected with ransomware. So at this point, what they're doing is restoring all of their systems. Now, that can take a long time, because they've got multiple systems and multiple, locations, because it's a global type of environment. But the other problem is that as soon as they turn their servers back on, if all of the workstations that are connecting to it haven't been cleaned and reviewed as well, they could just get it again. So it's a continuously perpetuating event. And so they have to be very careful when cleaning the systems and getting everything configured appropriately, that they don't reinfect themselves. So they've had multiple conversations and emails, configuration information sent out to all of their clients to make sure that they're not infected. But the problem with ransomware is any one device on the network can get infected and then can transmit that information everywhere. So in addition to cleaning everything and configuring their individual devices, they also have to go in and fortify their network infrastructure and reduce the footprint of all of their critical devices so that those systems don't have the ability to be infected.
So, Jerry, it is obviously far from business as usual here, but how are these auto dealerships now kind of trying to still conduct business despite this outage?
So many of them are doing it the old-fashioned way with paper and pencil. If you go on and read the different devices and input that's been put out there, a lot of companies are going back to the old way, which also makes you wonder, how this is going to affect the ongoing presence of CDK moving forward. There's going to be, the potential for other carriers to get involved there. And there's probably going to be a lot more security and stuff that has to go in place. So the other thing I do want to caution our listeners to is hackers don't do this to just be a nuisance. They're doing this to make money. First off, they're charging CDK tons of money. Whether or not they're going to pay them, it has not been publicized yet. But they want to charge them a lot of money to give them the keys to encrypt their devices. But secondly, they have all of the data and everything that was on all of those systems. And they are actually, CDK is actually warning everybody that their personally identifiable information and their financial information may be infected. So they need to make sure that they are watching their credit, that they're watching the information that's out there on the net, because most likely anybody who's done any type of transaction with any auto dealership that uses this software has had their information stolen.
Well, we will definitely be following the story, and great insight as always. Thanks so much, Jerry Irvine, CIO, Prescient Solutions, and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force. Up next, a look at what TikTok is calling a no-spend month.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
TikTok's viral no spend month trend promotes financial detox, but some experts are cautioning sustainability and advocate for long-term financial habits over quick fixes. Joining us to weigh in now is Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner and founder of Engage Wealth Group, also past national president of the Financial Planning Association and EngageWealthGroup.com. Ed, thanks for being with us today. All right, so it is another TikTok trend, and this one is no spend month. Tell us about it and kind of how it's encouraging people to kind of keep a hold on their finances.
Yeah, Andy, thanks. It's great to be with you. So TikTok's no spend month, the trend is about challenging yourself to cut out non-essential spending for a set period. In this case, obviously, a month. But that might be tough to be sustainable, so you can look at maybe a week or even a day, because extending it beyond that could be a stretch for a lot of people to be able to continue on that path.
You mentioned the struggle to kind of be sustainable there. Why is that for some people to, you know, the idea of cutting that spending? Yeah, it certainly sounds a lot more appealing for a day or a week. A month is pretty daunting. Why is that for most people?
Well, Andy, we often equate, you know, good financial health with good physical health. We know if we go on a strict diet, all of a sudden, you know, you break the diet and you start binge eating. And that could be for some people who all of a sudden decide, hey, you know what, I'm going to cut this out for a month. And they may have something called revenge spending. You know, we saw some of this post-COVID where people were, they didn't have a choice. Spending was clamped down and all of a sudden they kind of release that spending energy. And so for us, it's all about balance, right? You want to be on a plan. You want to be on a spending plan, not a budget necessarily, but a plan to be able to help yourself and guide that through not only a week or a month, but throughout your lifetime.
You mentioned maybe a shorter goal. You talk about a spending plan there. For those who are scrolling TikTok and maybe, you know, see this trend and think, I really need to make a financial change, but I don't know if this is it. Where would you suggest that people, especially the younger people that are on TikTok, where would you suggest they start rather than kind of diving into this full month of no spending?
Yeah, start small. I mean, we often encourage folks, you know what, just do it for a week or even a day. Just get used to the fact of becoming aware of your spending. And that's what we really like about this trend, Andy, is the fact that this is just making you aware of your day-to-day spending. Oftentimes, people confuse wants with needs. And so this particular challenge, if you would, is a great way to reconnect with your spending because we've lost the physicality of money. So a great way to start out with a week and look at your wants and needs, your fixed expenses versus your variable expenses, and be mindful, become a conscious consumer in regards to your spending. And that's a great way to start and a great strategy without having to, if you would, really constrain you to 30 days worth of no spending.
Great stuff, really, for all of us to keep in mind. Thanks so much. Ed Jurtzen, certified financial planner, founder of Engage Wealth Group at EngageWealthGroup.com and past national president of the Financial Planning Association.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. We're waiting word from the Dirksen Federal Building on today's sentencing of former Alderman Ed Burke. U.S. Supreme Court says it will hear a Biden administration appeal seeking to block state bans on gender-affirming care. We'll get some ideas on how to improve your credit score. And it is Stock Picker Monday. An investment pro will give us some tips on what looks good. Sports, the White Sox hosting the Dodgers on the South Side tonight, while the Cubs are in San Francisco to take on the Giants. Wall Street Dow is up 258 points, the NASDAQ down 133, and the S&P 500 down 2 points. AccuWeather says sunny and very warm the rest of today. Low humidity, the high 88, but cooler near the lakefront. Right now, sunny skies and 83 degrees in Chicago at 1231. We are keeping a close eye on the Dirksen Federal Building, where former Chicago Alderman Ed Burke is awaiting sentencing on corruption charges. The hearing began at 10 a.m. Reporters on scene say the proceedings have gotten bogged down with technical financial testimony. In December, a jury found the 80-year-old guilty of scheming to use his position to win business for his property tax law firm. Prosecutors are asking for a sentence of 10 years, while Burke's attorneys are hoping for home confinement or probation. Well, the U.S. Supreme Court announcing today it has agreed to hear a Biden administration appeal seeking to block state bans on gender-affirming care. The case before the high court involves a law in Tennessee that restricts puberty blockers and hormone therapy for transgender minors. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
These are teens who identify as transgender who are saying, but if I didn't identify as transgender, then some of these treatments would be available to me. So this is a violation of the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. You're treating similarly situated people differently, and you don't have a good enough reason to do so.
Arguments in the case will take place in the fall.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, stocks are trading mixed today. Joining us with the latest on what is moving Wall Street is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. Chuck, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour today. It's a tale of two markets for stocks here on this Monday. Dow Industrials are up big. The NASDAQ and tech stocks are trending lower. What are you seeing here as we start the week?
A continuation, basically, of what we saw last week, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average putting up a pretty nice week, while you're seeing the NASDAQ and some of the more growth-oriented AI-related indices pulling back. So it's a rotation. I think these sorts of things are healthy for the market. We were due for some weakness in a lot of those technology and mega cap stocks that had really gone off to the races, and we're seeing a little bit of a pullback there. And conversely, we're getting nice rebounds in the Dow Industrials, and one of the other indices that we watch closely is the Dow Jones Transportation Average, which is having a really nice day as well.
Chuck, tech and AI trade have really been pushing the markets to new highs for a number of months now. Any concern in your spot about the kind of the narrow leadership there on the markets?
Well, markets are always better, stronger, more sustainable if they're broader, and so that narrowness, and it was a narrowness of, you know, 10 stocks, 12 stocks. I mean, it wasn't just a narrow market; it was an incredibly narrow, concentrated market. So that can be a market that's difficult to sustain over time, and so yes, I was a little bit concerned about that. We're getting a bit of broadening now as those stocks do pull back, and I think it would be nice for that broadening to continue, particularly again in some of the more economically sensitive areas of the market, which really haven't been performing all that well.
Chuck, you mentioned Dow Transports a little earlier on, you know, often considered kind of a leading indicator of lagging the broader markets. Where do you see those now? Any concern in your eyes about those transports?
Well, they haven't been behaving very well. I mean, if you look at a 6 to 8 month chart of the Dow Jones Transportation Average, what you see is a series of kind of lower highs and lower lows, which is not what you want to see in an index. I mean, that's clearly mapping out a downward trend. However, over the last few days, a week or so, we've had a nice little bounce in them. Whether that bounce is sustainable, time will tell. But you need the Dow Transports to be behaving better if, in fact, the broad market is going to be able to sustain stuff to the upside. So, we're going to watch those very closely. And recent action has been favorable, but they're still not all that far above that recent low that they made around 14,700. So they need to stay up, and they need to stay above those levels if the broad market is going to sustain anything to the upside.
You know, a lot of talk on the station, you know, besides the new business hour, Chuck, is the presidential election year and that election, you know, really kind of getting closer and closer here. How is that playing into your investment strategy here as we roll through the rest of 2024?
Yeah, not at all, actually, is the simplest way to say that. History has shown it has been a major mistake to run an investment program through the prism of politics. People do it. They do it all the time. I can't tell you how many calls we get after each election about I'm selling stocks because this person won, I'm selling stocks because this person lost. And the fact of the matter is, if you look at the data and you look at history, it really doesn't make too much of a difference. So don't manage your investment program based on what you think is going to happen in November.
Helpful stuff there. Chuck, also want to ask you, you know, as we run into the new week here, any areas of the market that you find cheap that are catching your eye? And any advice to the income-oriented investor here looking for a safe yield the rest of the year?
Yeah, some of the, the utility sector had been kind of a hot sector here. It caught kind of a AI wave as, the need for increased demand for electricity. They did pull back here recently, but you're starting to see some utility stocks pick up a little bit. You can get some decent dividend yield from those. One stock that we like and own and our clients own in that utility sector is Next Era Energy, symbol NEE, trades with a dividend yield of about 2.8%.
Great stuff. Really helpful stuff, as always. Thanks so much. That's Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, publisher of the website UpsideStocks.com. Coming up, we'll get some advice on how you can improve your credit score.
Compounding your interest with an economy of words. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Well, understanding your credit score is critical and holds more importance than ever in your financial decisions, from loans and renting apartments to job opportunities. Joining us now with some key tips on how to boost your score is Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate.com. Ted, thanks for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour. Why is understanding your credit score more critical than ever in your eyes?
This is one of the most important numbers in your financial life. It goes a long way toward determining whether or not you're approved for loans and lines of credit. Even things like apartment leases and utility plans and cell phone plans, they'll often check your credit. Some employers will check your credit reports. It's really important. And because interest rates are so high these days, that's what makes it arguably the most important time in decades to monitor your credit. Rates are high, so you want to get the best rate you can get.
But Ted, we often hear about the importance of maintaining kind of a low credit utilization ratio. For those who aren't familiar, what exactly is that and why is that so important?
Credit utilization is credit you're using divided by credit available to you, especially on credit cards. And it's often cited that you should try to keep this ratio below 30%, although really the lower the better. I mean, FICO, the developer of the main credit scoring formula, they say people with the best scores often have it below 10%. So lower is always better. One good tip is that even if you pay in full every month to avoid interest, that's great, but you might still have a high utilization ratio because it's usually reported on the statement date. So you, even if you pay that off, they don't always calculate that. So pay down that balance during the month, maybe make an extra mid-month payment or ask for a higher credit limit. That's another way you can lower this ratio.
Ted, how does your credit limit and perhaps even requesting a higher one play in here?
Yeah, that's one of the levers that you can pull. So if we do a quick example, like let's say you have a $5,000 credit limit on your credit card, you have a $3,000 balance. You're using 60% of your available credit. That's actually pretty high. What if you ask for a higher limit and they bump that $5,000 limit up to $10,000? Well, if you have that same $3,000 balance, now you're only using 30%, not the 60% you were using before. So a higher limit can help. The other thing, though, is to pay that balance down during the month. Like, let's say you made $3,000 of charges, but you pay off $2,000 with a mid-month payment. Then that statement balance only shows $1,000. That's going to mean a much lower ratio. That's going to help your credit score.
But Ted, I'm curious too, kind of the other side of the coin there, the kind of potential pitfalls of requesting that higher credit limit and maybe how often people do that to kind of maybe help their score, but then it can, you know, maybe backfire and do the opposite for you.
The pitfall is if you use that higher limit as an excuse to overspend. So you do need to know yourself. My favorite industry saying about credit cards is they can be like power tools. They could be really useful or dangerous. It's all about how you use them. Some people use cards to their advantage. They pay in full. They avoid interest. They get rewards and buyer protections. Others, sadly, are saddled with a lot of debt, and that's expensive debt with the average interest rate about 21%. So you do need to know yourself. If you're the kind of person who might use a higher limit as a way to overspend, maybe don't ask for that higher limit, or maybe even avoid credit cards entirely and stick to debit or cash. These tips are more for the half of cardholders who are paying in full and more of those rewards chasers, people that are not paying interest.
Ted, before we let you go, any last-minute tips you have for those looking to boost their credit scores?
Another good idea is to look into programs like Experian Boost. This is a free program that you opt in, you give permission for them to look for on-time streaming service plans and cell phone payments and other utilities, things that haven't historically counted in the credit scoring world. But if you opt into this program, it can help you. It can't hurt you, but it can help. The average boost is about 13 points, and that could be significant, especially if you're on the border of being approved or denied or on the border of certain credit tiers.
Great stuff. Really helpful stuff, as always. Thanks so much. That's Ted Rossman, Senior Industry Analyst at Bankrate.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday. And still to come, it is Stock Picker Monday. We'll have some tips from an investment pro.
It's 60 minutes of financial planning. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Ladies, Stock Picker Monday, and joining us now with a pair of investment ideas is Matt Mategan, CEO of Blue World Asset Managers in Chicago. You can also check out Matt's blog at blueworldam.com. Matt, thanks for being with us on this Stock Picker Monday. Let's start with your exchange-traded fund pick, but before we dive into that, tell us what exactly an ETF is.
Sure. The ETF stands for Exchange Traded Fund. And this is, in our opinion, the most powerful investment tool to come out, especially for retail investors in a long time. If you're trying to construct a portfolio and you go and you do your research, say on ABC stock, and you say, okay, I like ABC, I think it's going up, and you go long, you purchase ABC. The thing is, you have to be right on ABC in order to benefit. You have to be right on one stock. An ETF is not an investment in one single stock. It's an investment in a basket of stocks. So the spiders, for example, SPY, follows the 509 or so stocks on the S&P 500. So now you actually have the weight of 500 stocks that if the majority move in your direction, then you drastically improve your chances of benefiting financially if you're betting across 500 stocks instead of just one.
All right. So, Matt, what are your two stocks here today on this Monday?
The first one is an ETF, and the symbol here is SPYI, and that is the NEOS S&P 500 High Income ETF. The fund mostly invests in the S&P 500 components and then employs a call spread strategy on S&P futures in pursuit of a high tax-efficient income addition to the portfolio. And by high, we mean double digit. I think today it's up around 12.5%. Now, as soon as people hear options and futures, the knee-jerk reaction is risky. Well, that can be true, but it all depends on how they're used. Without getting too deep in the woods here, speculators use these vehicles to create high-risk, high-reward scenarios, but investors on the other side are actually using them to limit their risk. This fund leans into the latter strategy. In fact, the fund has a beta of less than one, which is the beta of the S&P 500. So it's actually less volatile than the market at large because of the strategies they employ. Now, I will say the expense ratio on this one is a bit on the high side, and that's because of the vehicles they use. But the yield, plus the fact that it pays monthly instead of quarterly, we say it makes it worthwhile.
All right, your second stock, Matt?
The other one today is a bit out of character for us because it's a pretty well-kept secret right now, but we don't think it's going to stay that way for very long. IBTA is the symbol for a company called Ibotta, Inc. This is a B2B tech provider that does promotional services for retailers and allows consumer brands to extend digital promotions straight to customers. The company's been very successful at this as a private concern for over a decade. They changed their name to Ibotta from Zing Enterprises back in 2012, and they only IPO'd in April. Walmart uses them and has an ownership stake in the company, and Ibotta just signed up a big middle market grocer in the Midwest. So they're growing even more quickly than they did before. It's exciting right now because it's way off its IPO price in spite of positive earnings in Q1. And all the majors that follow it, Bank of America, Wells, UBS, they all have price targets from 115 to 130. The cautionary statement here, right now the volume is low, so the spreads tend to be wide, especially in extended hours trading. So limit orders are a must, and stop-loss stop-limit points need to be considered regarding whether or not we're going to set them in regular session hours only or if we're going to go into the extended hours. But this is one where once this hits the radar, we think it's going to have a tremendous move.
All right, there you have it, IBTA and SPYI. Matt, thanks so much. Matt Mategan, CEO of Blue World Asset Managers, online at blueworldam.com. If you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available at wbbmnewsradio.com and the Odyssey app.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.